Sitcom Theater is a theater company spawned in Bloomington's underground music scene. The comedy troupe stages elaborate homespun productions in local basements, bars, and coffee shops to restore theater's populist tradition and win some laughs with their bizarro B-grade satire. WFIU's Bessie Shepherd brings us this profile of Sitcom Theater.
Bloomington is your typical Midwestern college town, full of school spirit and a collegiate appreciation of the performing arts. But just below the surface, Sitcom Theater has been hard at work in their basement laboratory, crafting original plays that defy your highbrow notions of theater.
If the humans are choosing a new ruler, it would behoove us to assume the identity of one of the candidates.
That's a scene from Sitcom Theater's latest production, Trading Faces. Here's head writer Bethy Squires.
Aliens come to this small town. One of the aliens swaps brains with the girl who's the clear frontrunner for Homecoming Queen.
Oh, Billy, with you by my side, I'm a shoo-in for Homecoming Queen.
They also swap the brain of their star kicker with the school mascot, the goat.
Billy, are you all right?
So the play is about how little anyone cares about this whole alien brain swapping conspiracy and how much they care about the big football game on Friday, which is a lot, which is the most.
She came from planet Claire. I knew she came from there. She drove a Plymouth.
Bethy and William McHenry co-founded Sitcom Theater in August 2014. They recruited friends to reenact sitcom episodes in their basement.
Theater as a highbrow medium is a very new concept.
It's also inaccessible monetarily for a lot of people.
It was the most base populist thing you could find.
We like to think that we're like Shakespeare, you know, we're just bringing it back to the people.
They soon began writing their own material, and the DIY comedy troupe took on a life of its own.
The fact that we're like all a group of friends is what allowed us to start.
As teens and college kids, we came up through DIY and punk scenes, and because of that, we always thought that skill or having the technically appropriate venue is never going to be a barrier to making art.
So much of our work, such as the writing, is collective-based, creating the sets and costuming and sound design and light design. All of the stuff that we do is usually done on our own.
In the low-brow and low-budget tradition, Sitcom Theater takes inspiration from campy B-movies.
I had been watching a lot of Mystery Science Theater 3000, so I liked the terrible stilted acting. I liked all the theremin. I liked the silhouette of a poodle skirt.
Growing up as a queer kid, camp and kitsch is really dear to me, like John Waters, the B-52s, trashy punk stuff.
Some say she's from Mars.
Beyond mere kitsch, Sitcom Theater serves up biting social satire and questions socially scripted roles.
Drag and gender play and identity are important in our company and its work because of the number of queer and non-binary members that we have. I play a character who is hyper-masculine, but in this role, I consider it just as much drag because it's a level of masculinity that I'm deeply uncomfortable with.
We're gonna go out there and crush our competition. We're gonna smash their stupid faces into the dirt. Fire will fall from the skies. Blood will run in the streets, and the unclean will curse the day that their mamas ever spit them out.
Trading Faces leaves us to ponder the big questions. Who will win the big game?
We've got spirit, yes we do!
What does it mean to be man, woman, or alien?
And who will become homecoming king and queen?
For WFIU Arts, I'm Betsy Shepherd.